This year marks the 70th anniversary of the start of the Spanish Civil War, but there are no official commemorations planned. That's in line with the silence Spaniards generally have kept about the war and the Franco dictatorship that followed. Now many people are seeking a resolution of some sort. Reporter Jerome Sokolovsky went to a village where the past is being dug up.
An old man is hacking away in a pit outside the village of Parillas. But soon he gives up. The earth is too dry and rocky. Filiberto Gómez Fernández was barely a year old when his father Jorge was executed and buried in a mass grave. Juana Amador Lago was a teenager when her brother Liborio was also shot here. 70 years later, she's certain that he's somewhere here under the brush. I remember the war as though it were now, she says. I was 14 years old, but I remember everything that happened. She recalls how in early September 1936, Parillas fell to the nationalist forces led by a rebel general named Francisco Franco. Franco's troops were on their way to Madrid, about 80 miles northeast of here, to overthrow the government of the Spanish Republic. Villagers who opposed them were rounded up and shot. Why did they want to kill my brother? Because he was a leftist, that's all, Amador Lago says. Historians estimate that during the 3 years of war, more than 50,000 people were killed in purges on both sides. Liborio Amador Lago was just 28 years old. I don't even want to think about it, his sister says. I never talk about the war. I'm answering you because you asked. But I've never spoken to my children about the war, never. It was so criminal and so evil. She's not the only one repressing memories. Spain as a whole has undergone a willful collective amnesia about the war and the dictatorship. It's known as El Pacto de Olvido, the Pact of Oblivion. After Franco's death in 1975, many Spaniards believed, and still believe, that they allowed democracy to flourish by forgetting the past. Spanish children don't learn about the Civil War in school. Statues of fascist leaders still stand, and streets are named after nationalist war heroes. Volunteers talk to villagers in Parillas in an effort to locate the mass grave. In the last few years, exhumations elsewhere in Spain have turned up the remains of more than 400 victims. The Association of Historical Memory, which gets no government funding, says it's received 4,000 requests to trace lost family members. The socialist government's law would offer official recognition and compensation to families of victims. Some on the right say this is an attempt by the left to stir up old grievances. And surveys show that a slim majority of Spaniards still believe that the past should be left alone. An argument has broken out between villagers at a restaurant in Parillas where the volunteers have come to eat lunch. The debaters represent the old Spain and the new Spain. Ignacio Gómez is a local shepherd. He has deep-set eyes, leathery skin, and a week's worth of beard growth. My opinion is that it's not right, he says, because it's water over the dam. We're not going to fix anything now by remembering things that happened years ago. It's not the way Tino Arroyo sees it. He's a plumber in his 30s who sports designer sunglasses and a baseball cap. He says the graves should be dug up, because you can't just make heroes of the victors and not of the others who died. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolovsky in Parillas, Spain.